Mission Network News, 4.5-minute version for Wednesday, September 7th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Hurricane relief in the United States is giving churches a platform to share the gospel. Tragedy in Russia is providing the church more access to lost souls, and churches are growing in Kyrgyzstan, and now they have a plan. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hurricane Katrina headlines the news today. Hundreds of thousands of people have been evacuated from the damage zone. The needs in the region are incredible. International Aid's Dean Agee says it looks similar to the tsunami damage in Asia. He puts it in perspective.
We are going to have hundreds of thousands of people displaced for months, if not years. Entire communities are going to have to be rebuilt. And the reality is that some communities may or may not be rebuilt.
With a distribution center in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, they're receiving truckloads of supplies, and they're distributing it through evangelical churches.
We're letting them do the physical distribution to the people because we feel by doing that we can strengthen the local church, and long after we're gone and the communities have been rebuilt, the communities and the church relationship should be stronger because of the aid that was given.
Call 1-800-251-2502 to help. Next, while most of their work is distributing Bibles in third world countries, the World Bible Translation Center sees the great need that presents itself in the aftermath of the hurricane disaster in the United States. The center's Gary Bishop says they'll be distributing more than 100,000 Bibles as people are struggling with the psychological disruption that's happened.
And so they're really searching for answers to life's really perplexing situation. And so what we know is that so often, ultimately, only God's word will answer why something this terrible and this widespread could happen to people.
Bishop says they're partnering with Operation Blessing and Campus Crusade for Christ to provide aid and distribute the Bibles.
It really is a combined effort and presenting Jesus in the way that we believe he would want us to, which is ministering to all the needs they have and being sure they understand his love for them.
To help send Bibles, go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. As children in Beslan, Russia started school Monday, Slavic Gospel Association says the church is still a testimony in the city. On September 3, 2004, the Beslan Baptist Church lost more than 30 people, mostly children, in the terrorist attack that claimed a total of 360 lives. SGA's Joel Griffith.
Just the example of this church in the midst of this tragedy, being able to overlook their own grief in an effort to show Christ's love to others, the impact on this community has been astounding, and I think even the local leadership there has taken note of this, and you know, they try to encourage the churches to continue on trying to do whatever they can to help.
Griffith says that's why SGA is helping them.
Our purpose there is to serve the church, and however they need us, they're the ones that are on the ground doing the ministry, and we basically try to equip them.
That comes in the form of finances to help with building needs, Bibles, and other resources to help equip Christians to be effective in outreach. Continue to pray that many will turn to Christ in the midst of their grief. Next, Bible Mission International is thanking God for answered prayer in Kyrgyzstan. Since the first family came to Christ in this one southern Kyrgyz village, a church has been planted, and they're now reaching out to their entire village. They've set a goal of taking the good news to each house in their district. They only have a few more to visit to reach their goal, and already they have 5 more places where they're doing ministry. Pray that as they help, more people will come to Christ and more churches will be planted. And there's a spiritual hunger across North Africa, and people are looking for the answer to life's big questions. Sat7 helps meet that need with Christian television programming and a follow-up phone counseling center. Sat7 recently added its 17th partner-operated counseling center, this one in Morocco. Pray that God will work through the phone counselors and bless Sat7 viewers and draw more people to him. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, available at 1-800-995-4828. It tells the true story of the 5 American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. That's Beyond the Gates of Splendor at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.